since it's your community that's buying into it. It's all the relationships that you build ahead of time. And that's where the whole food system is working well in the state. Farmers markets are continuing to pop up all over, and that's a perfect entry point for a farmer who doesn't have the relationships to sell a CSA yet. They go to the farmers market for a few years, learn the first names of all their customers, and then start to tell them, oh, yeah, we've got, you know, this opportunity to buy into our farm. That model of farmers market to CSA does seem to be working as a general model for farmers. And eventually, you know, they can spend their Saturdays farming then instead of having to be at the market all day. The CSAs themselves, we're seeing them continue to grow around the state. Up in the Mount Washington Valley, a new collaborative winter CSA was formed with four different farms who are going to be offering vegetables all through the winter, from greenhouse produced and from fall harvest through March of 2014. So those kinds of new collaborations are showing that it is working.
That idea of the winter CSA, are you starting to see more examples where the CSA model is being applied in new ways beyond what we typically think of as the growing season?
At our winter conference this past year, we had a woman, Kristen Kimball, who has a great example of Essex Farm in Vermont, where they're providing a all-you-can-eat, full-diet CSA. Take all that you need for your family for the week, and they're adding on firewood, they're adding on value-added products like cheeses and jams, and basically with the goal of providing your full diet right in your community. We'll continue to see more of that, I think. And with so many young farmers now, and with new farmers comes a lot of innovation and a lot of willingness to kind of recreate what was understood to be true. So it's very exciting.